Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers. Well, hello and welcome to our very first episode of Behind the Raw for the 2024 NRL season. Proudly brought to you by a brand new sponsor as well. Welcome to Pro Wrestling Australia. Behind the Raw, it is the official podcast of West Tigers, where we give it to you straight and where we learn more about the people and the stories behind this great club. Well, this week's guest played exactly 300 NRL games over 14 seasons. He made his NRL debut in 2001 with the Knights, where he spent 2 years, then 4 seasons at Parramatta before joining us here at West Tigers in 2007. In his 3 seasons with us here at West Tigers, I'm pretty sure I'm right in saying this, he played in every single game that he possibly could. These days, he is a very big part of Benji Marshall's coaching staff here at the NRL. It's a very warm welcome to John Morris, a.k.a. Bomber. How are you, champ?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having us, mate. It's great to be here.
Firstly, Bomber, origins of the nickname.
Yeah, it actually came from my early days at Parramatta. I went there and I was playing in the halves. We had a pretty good year, actually. That's actually 2005, the year that the Tigers won the premiership. But yeah, in 05, we debuted a young half called Tim Smith, you'd remember, yes, and had a cracking rookie season. And I was 5'8", Tim was halfback. And sort of midway through the year, we're way on top of the comp for try assists. And the kicking game was changing a bit, and we're putting up these big floater bombs. Jason Taylor was our coach at the time, our kicking coach. So we just put up these big midfield bombs and everyone would chase down, and more often than not, you know, would bounce and we'd get the scraps and score a try, and we're having a bit of luck with it. And I don't know, I think Nathan Kalis just gave me the nickname the Bomber, whether it was from, the Johnny Peard back original Bomber,
yeah,
or not. But it caught on pretty quick. I wasn't really known for my kicking game, but that year in particular it was good. But we certainly faded out towards the end of the year, and we watched the Tigers win the comp.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Bomber. Johnny Peard, eh? He had that sports store down at the bottom of Westfields in Parramatta. I don't know if you remember it. Nah. But I got many free footy boots there.
Yeah, I still see Peardy riding around on his scooter in the Shire. So,
God bless him. Mate, Bomber, how this works, we'll have you'll hear the whistle. We'll have our opening set of six where we get to know a bit more about your background. In the middle, we'll talk a fair bit of footy, about your role, about pre-season, about what to expect this weekend when we come up against Canberra Raiders. And then the back end, right? No longer with 5 to go. With about 2 minutes to go, it's turnbuckle time.
Turnbuckle. Interesting.
Off the top ropes, we're going to fire 5 quick questions
okay.
at you.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
See how you handle
it. I'll lose some energy in the tank for that.
Okay. All right. Well, you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's dive into the opening set of six. Hang on. There she is. There is the whistle. Let's go. You made your NRL debut. It was round 17 against Parramatta at Parramatta Stadium. Lost 40 blot. Sean Hampstead was the referee. And there is Sean now blowing that whistle. Away we go. Mate, firstly, family life. Tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, so born and raised in Scone, up in the Upper Hunter. Played for the Scone Thoroughbreds. One of 6 kids, the youngest. 5 boys and a girl. My sister was the oldest, and then 5 boys. God help mum and dad. But raised in the country, mate. A pretty simple life. Rugby league was all we knew. Dad was a pretty handy country footballer. We all played for the Thoroughbreds, and I was lucky enough as a 17-year-old. I think the Knights signed me as a development player there, and I moved away from home and went and lived in Newcastle and come through their development program, which was really ahead of its time. You know, back in the day, they did a wonderful job bringing the talent through. And I went to school, finished off my schooling in Newcastle, and was lucky enough to go through the ranks and make my debut in 2001, which was a premiership winning year for the Knights. And, you know, to play with some of the likes of Andrew Johns, Danny Medeiros, Ben Kennedy.
Yeah.
Certainly got my career off onto a wonderful start, and I still look back to those days now, and it shaped me as a person, as a footballer.
You didn't play in the grand final, did you? Bedsy was there.
So I debuted in Origin time when Andrew was in the Blues. At that stage, I think Danny was playing Origin. He was only quite young at the time. Danny went to halfback, and I came in on the bench and was playing hooker. Mm. Hence the 40-nil score. I think we had a few of our players out, but Parramatta were flying that year, and it's funny because they met in the grand final.
Well, yeah,
won that year. Played seven games that year, and I think on my last game was just before the finals. We had a few older guys come back in time, and I dropped off the bench. But still, I pinched myself, just to be a part of that, and to what for the town went through up there was they obviously loved their footy up there, and to see all the celebrations, and you expect that that's going to be the norm, playing in final series and grand finals, and they're obviously hard to come by, but it was a special time.
Well, you got beaten 40-0, but wait, fast forward a couple of months and then you go and beat Parramatta in that grand final. So maybe they went in a little bit complacent. So you played a part. You remember that day on your debut, waking up, were there butterflies, all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, I still get sort of goosebumps now thinking about the emotion that goes with it. It's a childhood dream to play NRL, and when it finally comes true, it's pretty amazing. But I'd sort of worked my way up through the ranks and played a number of reserve grade. Back in those days, it was a full-blown reserve grade, so you're playing against men in quite a good competition. So I was ready to go physically, and I knew my role in the team, and had some good players around me, and the score didn't it wasn't on our side that day, but the confidence I took out of playing that first game, and the belief that that's where I belonged and where I wanted to be was unbelievable. It set me off for another 299 games. So yeah, I was really happy with it.
We haven't got too long on this potty because you got a meeting with Simon Dwyer. You're going to go through some of the stuff for the Raiders this weekend. Yeah. Question three, tackle three away from footy. What are some of your interests?
Oh, mate, father of three kids, so they take up all my time. My boys play footy, so Cruz and Taj, they're aged 13, 11, and Hallie, my little girl, she's 7. So,
the names.
Yeah, so, they're born and raised in the Shire, so we love our lifestyle there, but they're just all over sport, mate. Anything they can play, whether it be touch, Oztag, footy. I coach my 13-year-old at the Gaimere Gorillas, so any spare time's taken up by that. But, we love it and wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. At what point did you think about going into coaching? Was it right at the back end of your career, or was it earlier on?
No, it was probably towards the back end. I'd done a Bachelor of PE teaching. I actually finished it when I was here at the Tigers. Tim Sheens was very accommodating with me, and the club was really good with encouraging players to get into studies off the field. And it took me about 8 years. I started when I was at the Knights, actually, but I finished when I was at the Tigers about 8 years later. And by this stage at the Sharks, I wasn't really doing a lot with my studies, and I went and did a Masters of Coaching at Sydney Uni. And that really sort of, planted the seed that I think professional coaching is the path I want to go down. And then I'd finished the Masters, and then within sort of 6 months after that, I'd done a pretty significant neck injury leading up to my 300th game, and that's why I've only played 300 on the dot. After my 300th game, I had a bye. I went and got a scan, and it was a quite significant disc bulge that required surgery. And that was it.
You got infused?
No, I didn't have the surgery done because I retired. So I sort of had two options, either have significant surgery done, have a fuse or a disc replacement, and do a long rehab. By that stage, I was 33, going on 34. And Steve Noyce was our CEO at Cronulla at the time. And Noyce was really good about putting guys, in a pathway into what's next after footy. And
it's important.
And Noyce steered me into a job at the club, into a junior pathways coaching role. And within 12 months, we'd won both the Harold Matthews and the SG Ball at Cronulla in the same year in 2015. And that was some of the likes of the Sharks players who are now playing first grade in Blake Brayley and, Britton Nakora, Kyle Flanagan was there, Curtis Scott was there, like all these players that now have gone on.
Sorry, Bomber, that's Owen Craigie. Can I just take it? Owen, how are you, mate? Good champion. Listen, I'm just doing a podcast with Johnny Morris, but you're still on for today? Oh, take your time, bro. I look forward to meeting you. See you, champ. See you soon.
How old are we? What a champion.
Sorry, diving in. So you realised coaching was for you, and I guess you've really made a fist of it.
Yeah, so that sort of first year, dealing, working with those young guys at Cronulla, I guess was reassuring to me that, I can make a difference in these young players' lives, and my experience from being a player and living it could help these young guys. And we had fantastic success going through those early days at Cronulla. And then Fast forward, I had 2 years at the under 20s coach, and we had some really successful years there. And, you know, the guys like Sione Katoa, Jesse Raymond, all these guys that are now, you know, 100 game players for Cronulla come through the system. So then, and then from then, mate, as it does, it goes pretty quick. I was, you know, NRL assistant in 2018. The boys give me crap on the other side of the window there.
Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. It's like a submarine, isn't it?
Yeah. There's
portholes, people staring into it.
So 2018, NRL assistant at Cronulla. We played a preliminary final. And, you know, the wild world of NRL coaching, there's a change there. And I take over from Shane Fleming at the start of 2019 as a young coach and did a couple of years there as head coach. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, but definitely learned a lot along the way and I wouldn't have it any other way.
And did very well in those couple of years after Flano too, didn't you? So it was, I imagine it was not a sour, well, maybe a sour taste in your mouth to have been shown the door after doing so well. We don't need to dive into all that,
but you've
got runs on the board as a coach. And you talk about doing that Masters of coaching. I reckon Wayne Bennett's done that. Craig Bellamy, Robbo.
Well, they are Masters.
Jeansy?
They are Masters themselves. You know, they've got the premierships on the board, but I guess
but
we're
you
all...
did learn a lot doing that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard to go into this game, you know, if you're not across all those areas. The X's and O's is a very small part of it. You know, everyone can come up with tactics and whatnot, but it's the ability to manage all the moving parts, you know, from all the stakeholders in and around the club, you know, to players and, you know, high performance, how you get them up to play, you know, the mental side of the game is huge, recruitment, sports science, so all that. So the Masters I did really focused on all those areas. It wasn't really on actually rugby league coaching. It was on all the other areas, I suppose, make up sort of high performance coaching. So it was very good, gave me good grounding,
Yeah, I'm going to talk more about your role, get specific shortly, but he's got his arm in the air, Hampstead. It is definitely the last tackle in this set of six. Just finally, but being with all these 300 gamers, the band back together with Benji and Robbie and Hino and yourself, all 300 gamers, there's a fair bit of knowledge at that coaching table. There's much bickering going on about tactics and all that sort of stuff.
No, it's pretty good. Not a lot's changed. I think Hino's still the comedian. He likes to lighten things up, and Robbie's he's probably still the fiery one, and Benji's still the boss. So,
where do you fit in?
Oh, I don't know. I'm somewhere in between.
Played straight.
Yeah. But no, it's really good. I mean, you know, look, thinking back to my time, I couldn't think of you know, three players who better represented the values of what West Tigers are all about. You know, and from the first day that I got here in 07, you know, those three guys, while standing young at the time, had learnt, you know, the pathway from guys who'd handed it down before them, you know, the Mark O'Neills and Brett Hodgson, Todd Payton, all these guys. And, yeah, and we trained bloody hard and we're passionate about the club. You know, we're winners and those values don't change, and we know what that feels like and looks like. And, yeah, that's always so passionate, you know, to work together and to get this club, you know, back in to where we all know it can and should be.
Yeah, it's really important you talk about that, the values and the DNA and the standards and all that. So let's dive into our footy chat now. And why don't we chat briefly about the pre-season? Long? Hard?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all three for me. I'd ask the players. I'm not sure whether they'll say good. Because it is obviously good, but it's bloody hard work.
Yeah.
You know, whether one way, you just can't get around the hard work. And Benj has been really clear with what he wants it to look like. The standards he set from day one, he's been all about, you know, team first and foremost. Worked really hard on developing the boys' mindset and resilience. Obviously had a tough couple of years, and I think a lot of that's mentally, you know, getting the group over that. You know, there's some scars there that sometimes goes with losing, and had a couple of losing seasons, obviously. So to get the boys over that and move past it has been a challenge, but Benji's been unbelievable. You know, you look at his career alone, and what do you have, five shoulder reconstructions or whatever, and he's experienced everything in the game, and the way that the respect that he's got within the club and in the coaching group, you know, when he speaks, they listen, and he's been really clear of what he wants. I've been blown away by how well he's taken to the head coach role, and he set some clear standards that everyone's following, and It's been a good preseason.
Well, hard work and resilience. I mean, they're key themes that seem to be filtering through the whole place. I might just do a quick wrap too on what's been happening with our pathways. And a really nice day last weekend, last Saturday at Lidcombe Oval with all the pathways boys in action. This weekend too, our under 16s and our under 18s. So that's the Andrew Johns Cup and the Laurie Daly Cup. They're both in semi-final action up in the Hunter region as well. So good luck to those teams. And then, of course, fast forward, and it's going to be a huge day on Saturday in the nation's capital. So all three grades are in action. The Jersey flag, followed by the New South Wales Cup. And then our team, the NRL boys, go hammer and tong, hopefully, against the Green Machine. So a huge day coming up on Saturday. In terms of our trials bomber, let's touch on a couple of those. The experience in New Zealand, not just the football side of things, the game in Christchurch, but the week-long camp leading up to it. A lot was achieved in that week.
Yeah, it was. Benj was really keen to take the team away, and most clubs go on a pre-season camp. We're lucky enough, the club to take us over there to Queenstown. Well, it's just a beautiful part of the world I'd never been before. Always wanted to go, let alone in a team camp environment and experiences. Outstanding. We got some work done. We're in game week, obviously playing the Warriors that week, so we trained for that. But we also spent some time together, got away, did some jet boating. Myself, Robbie, and Hino were silly enough to throw ourselves off a bridge. And bungee jumps.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we had a crack. Yeah, I'll have to give you some footage, mate.
Even with that neck injury, didn't resurface.
I was actually a bit worried about that. That was the only thing I was worried about, hanging upside down. But
end up a couple of inches taller.
Yeah, but it was really good, and we had some really robust meetings as a group. The boys all got up and spoke about their backgrounds and their why and their purpose, and you come away from those sorts of camps a much tighter unit. And again, Ben is really big on that connection piece this year, and we sort of took that into the. Then we went to Christchurch at the back end of the week and played the Warriors trial, and yeah, the boys performed really well. We only played our more experienced guys in the first sort of half, and we look, obviously as coaches, we look really closely at that period, and I think we're up 18-6 in that period, and Warriors played some good players in Tuivasa-Sheck and some other good players. So it was really good. I thought I walked away from that one really happy. But we obviously came back after that and then went out to Mudgee, and it probably wasn't as good, but we certainly take a lot out of that first trial.
Well, let's talk about the Mudgee game against the Dragons then. It wasn't as good. I thought we looked in patches quite sharp in attack, but the standards in defence, which is your key role, and we'll talk more about that, we just fell away a bit. So I know Benji was really disappointed about that.
Yeah.
But I guess it showed where we're at.
Yeah, it's better to happen in a trial, I think. And we certainly don't have a culture here of making excuses, but certainly some reasons around. We had a week in New Zealand, come home, short week, because that was on a Sunday, the game in New Zealand. We come home on the Monday, we had one training session, then we're back on a bus to Mudgee. So you can understand the boys were a bit physically off, but that's, you're going to get that, every NRL season, you've got to manage that, But just an example, if you don't turn up physically ready to go to battle and start with that sort of intent that you can get behind the eight ball pretty quick, and we just lost the first contact. The game become quick. They got two tries off kicks in the first half and a couple of barge over tries by their outside backs. And before you know it, you're down four tries. We scored a couple in the second half, but that's all right. We've certainly had, our training hasn't reflected that sort of performance, let me tell you. So it's a good reminder to our boys that when we don't do what we've practiced, that's what happens. So we took some really good learnings out of that, and hopefully you'll see a different defensive side against the Raiders.
I want to get a little bit specific about your role that in a minute. You might have heard my phone going off there, a little text. That's Sparkles O'Halloran. He's just Owen Crogie called me as well.
Yeah.
Just back on that, old boys of the club in our 25th year. And last Friday, we launched the West Tigers alumni. A lot of familiar faces came for that.
Yeah.
Nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, outstanding. We've always had players getting together from different eras. You've obviously got the Balmain side, the West side. You've also got the 2005 Premiership team. But I think to really get to officially launch the West Tigers alumni was a great initiative to connect all the ex-players, former players, and it was great to see everyone, here on site watching the boys train as we made our preparations into the Raiders. So, Christy Lawrence, Dean Haletau, Paddy Richards, amongst Benji, amongst others, are all behind it. It was great to see Gareth Ellis out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So Gaz couldn't be here for the old boys, but they presented him with his jersey that every ex-player gets with your player number on the back. And, you know, how highly regarded he is at this club. He spoke to the players as well. It was great.
Yeah, I think it's such a worthwhile thing to do. Now that we're 25 years old, right, we have really got West Tigers history. And I know driving it is Chrissy Lawrence and Scando. Paddy Richards as well as Dean. So it's a great thing that you can reconnect. Your role, Bomber, righto. So you are the defensive coach. Yep. What does that entail? Let's take us through your sort of week.
Yeah, so one thing Benji's done really good is empowered the staff to do their role and been really, really clear with defining what that is. I know that sounds simple, but anyone in business can tell you it's actually the fine art in itself in just defining roles and that clarity of who's doing what. And he's been just really good with allowing me to own that. Same with Robbie with attack. Hino does all our effort areas and some work with the middle forwards. Obviously, Benji's across all of it and what he says goes. But he's really good at allowing us to, put in what we think, any sort of processes or systems. So my week is planning all our training, not just the defensive side of it, but myself, Robbie, our head of performance, Pete Musa, we plan all the training. And that in itself is just such a crucial thing to get right. You know, if your training doesn't reflect the game and how it looks, you're behind the eight ball straight away, and that sounds obvious, but there's you really need to be quite technical in how you do that. For me, the processes that we put in place with our defence is I'm pretty big on attention to detail and all the little areas and everyone owning their job in defence. So there's all sorts of whether it be marker defence, yardage defence, short side defence, what you do off scrums, what you do off kickoffs, what you do for dropouts.
Well.
They all involve processes that need to be introduced, the detail the players have got to understand, and they go out there and do their job, but also, can they do it under fatigue and stick to a system? Can they do it when their back's against the wall? Can they do it when they've got one in the bin, you're down to 12 men, or you've lost a key player? How do you react to that? So a lot of it's not about the best case scenario and how you defend, because most sides are pretty good when they're the line's set and all their spaces are nice and beautiful. But what happens when the ruck becomes quick, or you got, as I said, players out of position? So we do that with the boys as well.
Wow.
Put them in those scenarios, put them under the pump physically and see how they handle it. And it's enjoyable. And then all the video that goes with it, we'll video all our sessions. We have drones in the air. We cut it all up. We have one-on-ones with players. We have team meetings with players. And then it's a never-ending cycle. You're always looking to ways to get better.
Gee, a lot goes into it. And I coach a junior team. Okay, and most of us out there, laymen, footy followers, probably think, righto, we know speed off the line. Mm. We've got to make that collision with our shoulder, and then we've got to win the wrestle, sort of thing. You know. But there's so much more that goes into it. And if I can dive into it a bit further and pick your brain a bit. So, in a set of six, right? I imagine those first couple of tackles, the collisions, winning that ruck is super important. But even before that, it's that transition, right, from your clearing kick, where it's kicked, the kick chase.
Yep, that's right. The transition is a key word that you use. It's a massive part of the game. And the sides who are best at it, i.e. Penrith, nail that part of the game really good. They go from attack to defence, defence to attack. Better than anyone, they're obviously fit, physically really fit, and that's you can't do anything if you haven't got that fitness. But how you apply that pressure on both sides of the ball is what we're really trying to build into our group. Where you give the ball to the opposition is obviously crucial. So that means you're getting out of your end, you're completing your sets. That's an obvious one. But where you give them the ball, where you make them start their sets, and you've seen the sides who have won over the first start of this NRL season have done that better than their opposition. So where you're giving the ball, it starts there, and then it's you're getting off the line and making good collisions, as you said. But it's winning that ruck, and now the refs are calling held earlier. Now you can't lift a leg, so they're making it harder to get numbers in and I suppose wrestle in tackles. So we've worked really hard on our first contact, hitting and driving and making good first contact, a good old textbook rugby league tackle, to try and win that ruck and not rely on the wrestle. But then the systems that go around how you defend, sides that play certain shapes and, the pressure you need from the inside, the connection on your edges and whether you come outside in and jam, whether you hold off. That's all the tactical side of the game, which you need the ability to be able to do both, depending on sort of what team you're playing and whether you're playing a Reece Walsh or a Kalen Ponga or. But that's the detail that we got to get into our players, and they understand their roles, so they can apply that when the time comes. But I love it. You know, I was probably more of a defensive player myself, and when you got that passion for defence and that want and desire to go after the opposition physically, I think it's something special there.
Yeah, you got to have that. You got to have the attitude, right? That's right. Defence is. Let me go back to that. Can I go back to that Mudgee game then, the Dragons? Yeah. Right? Okay. Here's an example. Here's a prime. Moses Suli on that left edge for the Dragons. He was really causing some trouble for our right edge defence, right?
Yeah.
We had numbers there, right? I think we had four or five all over the top of him.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a knock-on effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a plug for the New South Wales Cup sponsor. Yeah, something probably earlier in that set maybe allowed Moses to get to where he got to.
Yeah, so straight off the bat, I think we made an error coming out of our end, which gave St. George possession on our line. So that's one thing that a bit of a learning about getting out of your end clean. So we put pressure on ourselves. What we want to see there from the boys is a reaction straight away and how we defend that set. I think the ruck before become pretty quick. We didn't win that tackle on the ground, so it became quick on our try line. We did have the numbers there, but, you know, the boys missed Suli. Suli came back under. We overchased on the hooker who came out and dropped him back under. And we still could have solved it. I think it was Alex Seyfarth, Isaiah, just got their technique wrong, you know, and they sort of sat and waited, and Moses has bumped and went over the top of them. So, you know, it's
highlights, doesn't it? It can start way, way back.
Yeah.
And it does snowball, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. But once it becomes quick and fast on it, that game in particular, St. George nearly under 3 seconds play the ball speed for the game on average, which is lightning quick.
Yes.
So, but, you know, it's as I said, it's a work in progress, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, obviously the Raiders this weekend, and we've been working up to it all pre-season. This has been our goal. We had the bye in round one, not ideal. We're ready to go. They had a pretty good performance against Newcastle. What do we need to focus on?
Yeah, look, I think we just need to focus on what we do well, the way we've practiced this pre-season. You know, they're very strong through the middle third of the field with Tarpany and Papali. You would have seen against the Knights, Fogarty had an excellent kicking game.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't beat himself, Canberra. You know, they completed at about 90%. They got some strong outside backs, you know, so we'll need to contain that. But we've got to bring our strengths to the game. You know, I'm more than confident with the firepower we've got in the middle, you know, with Big Steph and Clem, Appy out of hooker. You know, we've got Ice and Johnny Bateman. So they're all in great form. They're good pre-seasons. And I think if we go down there, get our game on, be really diligent with how we handle the ball, where we're giving the ball, and bring that fire and desire in defence, you know, I'm more confident that we can get the job done.
Good luck this weekend, brother, for all three grades. But it's been a long pre-season. You've done the work. Let's hope we can get on the bus coming back from Canberra and we're all in a good mood. Before we go, you know what time it is?
It's the, was it the five? The quick,
it's
the last two.
Johnny, Bomber, it is turnbuckle time, right? We're going to throw you off that top rope, right? You're going to hit the canvas. You've got 1 minute, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to throw five rapid-fire questions at you. Your favourite five in turnbuckle time.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Pro Wrestling Australia. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Righto. Favourite moment in your rugby league career?
Probably say my 300th game. 300th game. So, to be the 19th person, I think, in history of the game to play 300 was, that's definitely the pinnacle of my career.
Favourite meal?
Oh, man, I'd kill it for a good steak. Aussie barbecue, mate. Yeah.
Best thing about West Tigers?
I'd say the supporters, to be honest. Yeah, they're just so passionate about the club. And I know they're going to get us home this year, so definitely the fans.
Favourite music, movie, and holiday destination?
Oh, jeez. Music, I'm riding a country boy at heart. Went to the Luke Combs concert. Love Dick. Luke Combs. Yeah,
top.
So get that. Movie, no time for movies these days, but when I used to watch them, I think it was Shawshank Redemption.
Love it. Holiday destination.
Fiji's a killer, mate. I love Fiji. I've been
quickly,
there a few times.
Quickly. Okay, Fiji, favourite player growing up?
Tigers 89, would have been Wayne Pearce.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bomber Morris, ladies and gents, hey, well done. Mate, again, thanks for jumping in here on Behind the Raw. Again, good luck this weekend. Good luck for the rest of the season.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
There he is, Johnny Morris, a real champion of the game, and it's wonderful to have him involved here at the club. We'll join you again next week for Behind the Raw.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.